The long deteriorating Westland Mall will see new life if its owners get their way. However, what it will look like is still up in the air. With me to talk about that is lifelong Westside resident William Huffman. He's also a volunteer with the Greater Hilltop Area Commission. Thanks for joining me.
Well, good morning. I'm glad to be here with you this morning.
So when you drive by Westland Mall, what are you thinking these days?
Wondering when the change is ever going to happen to affect. Is it going to happen in my lifetime, or is it going to be in my kids' lifetime that we see this change?
The spokeswoman for the owner, LGR Realty, tells me that the property will have a mixed-use development. They would not be any more specific. Now, there was a public meeting on the issue this week. What did you hear there?
We did hear about more how Franklin County commissioners want to help redevelop the Westland area.
What did they say?
Basically, they were wanting input to begin with to start to put a plan together so that the Franklin County commissioners could make an idea of how they wanted to formulate a plan to help bring about a revival for the West Side.
What was discussed then? Did the word mixed use come into play?
Oh, absolutely. Mixed use did come up. People were talking about vocational schools, career schools, trade shops, other things, that some small retail, maybe a sit-in restaurant. But I don't think they want to see this ever go back to just strictly retail, because we absolutely see a history of what's happening with retail store here in America right now across the country. So
it's always a struggle to balance new development with the needs of existing residents. What do you think would best serve residents of the West Side?
I think we need more vocational schools for our young kids coming out of school so they make some direction, because not everybody's college bound, and we have a lot of them that just don't know where to go. And when I went to school, which was eons ago, they used to have woodworking school, they had metal shops in school. They gave some kids some idea of what they wanted to do with a career outside of going to college. We don't have that in the schools anymore.
A hotel for the nearby casino may be one of the buildings that could go on this old mall site. Would you support a hotel going here, along with other things, but a hotel?
I see the hotel on the other side of Georgesville Road, because there's a potential for a hotel right now that the GHAC is actually talking to the property owner there at the corner that may come to fruition if things work out. We don't know yet. But the casino also is talking about a hotel themselves. What I'd like to see, the potential, maybe the new developer look at a convention center here, because, you know, what better way to move the traffic in and out of Columbus off the West Broad Street than 270? Move them in, move them out. No congestion.
The recent sale of the Sears store helped this whole effort move forward. Help us understand just how blighted and underused this property has been really for the last 20 years.
Actually, it's going on 30 years. This building closed down in the 70s, and it has just absolutely fallen apart. No one has actually taken an interest in even seeing the upkeep on the outside of the property, so which has become an absolute eyesore to the general area.
I see, you know, the door is, somebody threw a rock or something. There's a cracked door here. There's debris all over the ground here.
Homelessness has been a part of the problem that the mall itself has had to contend with, people breaking in. They do have now 24-hour security out here to watch the building from vagrants getting in and potentially starting a fire.
Why do you think it took so long for this deal to happen then with the Sears store?
I think Sears is in a financial position that they needed to unload some of their real estate. If anybody follows the news, Sears is in trouble. So I think this was a good, sound financial move for Sears to unload the building as well as the property.
Westland Mall sits right here on Broad Street, which is really the heart of the West Side. How could this boost the entire neighborhood with new development?
Well, you're talking about bringing people back and money back to the area. And I think that's what inspires people, because the simple fact we have seen, for instance, let's use the example, Great Western. Great Western was a thriving shopping center until Westland was built. Westland was built, Great Western suffered. Come to Tuttle Crossing, Westland died. Now Tuttle Crossing's in trouble. We see a history of what happens with retail when strip malls are built, and we don't want to see that happen again.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with William Huffman with the Greater Hilltop Area Commission about plans for the old Westland Mall. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.